I knew as soon as I said that I was wrong.
Yeah, he comes a little further over you. Mm-hmm. A woman who conducts school is called a...
teacher.
And are there any old-fashioned terms for a woman that taught school in the community?
School mom.
There's a family name starting with C and ending in ER. I don't know if you'd be used around here or not. Can you think of any? I'm going to spell it for C-O-O-P-E-R.
Cooper.
Would that occur around here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you call someone who is a preacher but they never really get any special training to be one?
Minister?
Yeah, but if it's someone who just sort of just decided to start preaching and never had any training or went to school or anything, might be a joking sort of slang term you might use for them. It's the same term is sometimes used about people who just decide to be a lawyer or a doctor without any training. They're not real lawyers, they're...
phonies.
Or would you use the term jackleg for any of these people?
I've never heard that
one. I've heard jackleg lawyers. But I never heard the expression as poor preacher.
Okay, what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
And?
Do you remember who the wife of Abraham was? Except for the S.
Sarah.
Okay, if your father had a brother who'd been called Bill, his name might actually be
William.
And his nephews would call him
Uncle Bill. Or Uncle William.
And if his name was John, his nephews would call him
Uncle John.
Do you remember the commander of the Army of Northern Virginia in the Civil War?
I didn't understand the question.
Do you remember the name of the commander of the Army of Northern Virginia in the Civil War? His name was Robert E.
Lee.
Yeah, and what was his title? He was pretty top-ranking officer. In fact, your husband has the first name.
General Lee.
The old gentleman who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Colonel Sanders.
And what would you call a man in charge of a ship?
Captain.
Okay, how about the man that presides over the county court?
Judge.
And if his name were, say, Marshall, you would call him?
Judge Marshall.
Okay, what do you call a person that goes to college to study?
Student.
And the person who's employed by a businessman to look after correspondence? Would be his
bookkeeper.
And if mostly she handled the mail, she might be his
secretary.
Okay, who is a woman who appears in plays or in movies?
Movie star.
Yeah, and she's not an actor, she's a...
actress.
Okay, your nationality, since you were born in the USA, is...
American.
What would be the most neutral term used in this area for colored people? Is that what you say?
Colored people, yeah. Colored folks.
And if you're being extremely polite, you might say...
No, we don't have none of them in our community. We don't have none live here. We all just say colored folks.
What would be some other terms you've heard, though?
Well, nigger.
And is that...
a negro.
Any less polite terms that you've heard, or joking terms maybe, referring to the skin color or anything like that?
Black man, a black person.
We talked a little bit, I think, the first time I came over here, about some joking names for people from this area, white people. What are some of those terms?